Hey, welcome to the TBS podcast. This is your host, Dr. Lynn Lewis, serving as the president of the Bible Seminary. We're excited to come to you today. We're going to be visiting with Ed and Toby Thomas. Ed graduated from the Bible Seminary with a Master of Divinity, and he's going to be serving in Japan. We'll hear about their upcoming ministry. And Ed and Toby, welcome. I believe y'all are actually in Japan right now. Where are you?
Yes, hello. We are coming to you from Nagasaki, Japan.
Wow.
Ohayou
gozaimasu. Means good morning.
Good morning. So what time is it there? We're in the evening is where I'm doing this podcast from Indiana, actually.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so we're in the next day. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. So we've already had the night that you're about to experience, and it's going to be a good one for you.
So I'm talking to tomorrow, and you're talking to yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Amen.
I like it. So, Ed, you came to the Bible Seminary. In fact, Toby, you came with him the first time we met. And I don't remember what – that was probably, what, 2013 or 14, somewhere in there?
2014.
So how did you hear about the Bible Seminary and kind of lead us up to that point? You were already had a career. You were doing a number of things before you came to seminary. So how did you get to kind of where you are today? Let's just kind of go back a little bit.
Okay. So Toby and I were married in 2009, and she turned me on to something called Bible Study Fellowship, BSF. He had been a leader in that organization with both adults and children. And it was the first time I had ever systematically studied the scriptures. And the scriptures just came to life in a whole new way, honestly, for the first time. And, you know, BSF, it's structured. You go once a week and you work your way through usually one book of the Bible in a given semester. And that was excellent. But I figured if I just go one book, you know, every semester, it's going to take me years to finish the Bible. I want more. So Toby and I started talking and praying about, you know, what did we want to do as a couple from a ministry standpoint going forward. And I didn't know that she had been praying that I might pursue seminary. That came up in a conversation with our pastor at our church. So I started just Googling, honestly. I like to Google a lot, just voracious, searching this and that. And, you know, Houston is blessed with a number of good seminaries, but what was nice about the Bible Seminary at the time is that, you know, classes were in the morning and then the afternoons were open so I could continue part-time work with my employer. So that and many other things, all 66 books of the Bible and a focus on trips to the Holy Land and even just, you know, physical proximity. We were living in the Cypress area, so we prayed about it and decided to take the plunge and go for it.
You were working at this point before seminary. What were you doing, and kind of what age were you when you started this journey of really deeper study and diving into scripture and maybe even considering seminary?
Right. So my career has been in medical devices, mainly cardiology type products, and you know that career was going fine. But given that Toby and I had prayed and wanted to go in a different direction, decided that I would go to seminary and Toby would work. And I was 47 at the time, and so it was I had been out of the academic world for a good, you know, 25 years. So it was a little scary.
And that was another thing that we loved about the Bible Seminary, the proximity and the fact that it was, it is non-denominational, Bible focused. And since he hadn't been in class for such a long time, he loved going to school. So that one-on-one.
And you were around other people that were in a similar boat, hadn't been in school for decades, wondering if they could do it, but just had a passion for the Lord and a passion for studying the Word.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what happened when you got there? Did you love it or were you totally freaked out?
A little bit of both. I remember the first day in class, I had to ask one of my fellow students, Kevin Alvarez, you know, how to read the syllabus. I was like, you know, where do the weeks line up here? So he kind of walked me through that. Then the first class, you know, was Monday morning, 8 a.m., Hebrew with Dr. Patillo. So we dove right in. Yeah. She had even given us some pre-work. So it was full on. So it was exciting, but also daunting at the same time.
Yeah. What kind of stood out to you about the experience as a whole?
Oh, gosh. You know, I didn't know what to expect in terms of like the professors. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away at the caliber of the professors, many of whom are just world renowned in their mm-hmm. specific field. So that was just an incredible blessing. And then what I also appreciated is that, as Toby mentioned, that the seminary is very conservative, Bible-focused, mm-hmm. and there was no wavering on the absolutes of the Christian faith. But on the issues that are, on the periphery, if you will, there were a variety of interpretations from the professors, but they were all offered in a very humble and gentle and respectful way with one another. So it was really outstanding to see that modeled amongst the professors.
Yeah, I know too that I know that you two shared the experience, but you also shared it with your kids. I know you went to Israel as part of the experience. What was that like, kind of sharing, just going to seminary? They were all going to school too. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about the kids, what they're doing, and kind of their shared experience with the seminary.
Do you want to do that?
No, you go ahead. It was quite exciting. You know, when you tell kids or when you start discussing, I think what happened was the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of our children to see the excitement for God's word in Ed. Yeah. And it was easy to be led by Ed in that whole season of our life. I worked full-time. Mm. Ed worked part-time. The kids were all going to school. We had one graduate and then one going into junior and senior year because he was there for 5 years. And then another, our daughter, was going into eighth grade. Mm. And so the full experience as a family, there's not enough ink to write all of the ways that God used Ed's experience, our obedience to what the Lord had called us to do. Yep. It was hard. It was, I didn't have a dining room table for 5 years, paper after paper after paper, but the discussions around our tables were life-giving, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Honestly, the kids are all now grown, and it's interesting that they went on the archaeological dig that our boys did with Dr. Stripling at Shiloh, and we joined them 2 weeks in Israel, and each of our kids, one has a construction science degree, another one a civil engineering degree from A&M, both from A&M, and our youngest daughter went into urban planning and development. So seeing an ancient city, they were, I feel the Lord used that experience for them individually and then us as a family to be the bumpers on their roads.
Yeah, that's awesome. A lot of people think of seminary as, you know, a person going to school to study. But really, a lot of our students, it is a shared experience for their family, their mm-hmm. friends, and you know, some of them get to go on trips. They're interested in what you're studying, and they're probably asking you questions that you're studying yourself and getting into deep discussion. So it's actually very beautiful and rich. And it was a joy to watch your family do that together and to share all the costumes that you wore when you were in Israel and all the places and just a lot of different things that we got to do when we were there. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah. So as you graduated seminary, then so you graduated a couple of years ago, and then you've been continuing to work. So tell us a little about the last couple of years and kind of leading up. We'll take a break in a few minutes and come back and hear more about where you actually are and what's going. But maybe walk us through the last couple of years or so post graduation.
Sure. Yeah. So you know, as I was nearing graduation, you know, in one of the missions courses, actually Toby and I were able to do that together, the perspectives course and, mm-hmm. and so on. You know, I think it was Dr. Whiteman had us think about, you know, look at the way God has crafted the events of your life. And then where is there a big need for the gospel and where do those intersect? And, you know, for me, and then through prayer and discussion with Toby, you know, Japan kind of stood out. I had had some history working in Japan. There's a huge need for the gospel here, less than 1% Christian, and actually on the decline, believe it or not. So that planted a seed in our hearts. Okay, we feel a call to Japan. So as I was nearing graduation, we wanted to find some way where I could start engaging more through work with Japan, but we were not yet in a position to move to Japan because our daughter was finishing up high school and wouldn't have been feasible for us to move to Japan. So Toby and I came here to Japan in 2019, and I reconnected with a company that I had supported here in Japan many years ago, about 25 years ago. And just over dinner discussion, as we were sharing what we wanted to do in the future and you know, what kind of employment might fit that as a transition, they offered for me and for us to come on board as a consultant for the company. So stay living in Texas, but travel back and forth to Japan. So it was really an answered prayer. And it provided the perfect kind of transition into, you know, full-time ministry, which we're about to kick off here. So,
cool. Well, we'll come back and talk about that. We're going to take a short little break. We're with Ed and Toby Thomas, who is serving in Japan right now, graduates of Bible Seminary, and we'll be right back.
When Paul writes to Timothy, he says, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. And so this fall, we're actually going to start participating in public reading of Scripture.
Wow, and we're going to do it in community. We're going to do it regularly. We're going to do it with a high-quality translation. And we're inviting people to join us. I mean, they can be students, they could be faculty, staff, alumni, friends. Anybody can come.
Anyone can come. It's going to be on Mondays at noon. Lunch will be provided.
Whoa. We're going to feed these people physically while they get fed spiritually.
That is exactly
okay,
what we're doing.
I'm going to be here. So it's Mondays starting?
Starting on September 11th.
Okay, and it's from noon to 1 approximately.
Noon to 1, and you get Scripture. The full canon of Scripture will be read. We're going to start in Genesis and in Matthew. We're going to read some Psalms, and we're going to enjoy food, fellowship, and the Word. Head to our website. There is an RSVP so that we know that we're providing the right number of meals, so please do let us know that you're coming. But even if you're not able to, we would love for people just to jump in anytime. It is a very welcoming, easy thing to just join at any time.
And you may have said this, but if someone can't attend physically, they can also Zoom in.
We do. We have a Zoom link for it as well. So it doesn't have to be people who only live in Katy. We're happy to have people from all over the world.
In fact, we'd really like to have people from
all
over the world.
We would love to have people from all over the world.
Hey, what if I'm running late? So, you know, I got caught at a lie. Now it's 12:15. Do I feel bad if I come in late?
Oh, no. We'll still feed you. We'll still let you join us. We want you to be a part of it.
Okay. So public reading of Scripture, 1 Timothy 4:13. 9:11.
Yes.
Noon to 1.
Yes, absolutely. Join us.
We'll see you guys then.
Hey guys, it's Ed and Toby coming to you from Ikoma, Japan. Ooh. Ikoma is a small city in Nara Prefecture in western Japan and is actually the home of Japan Mission, which is the mission organization we're going to be serving with. We haven't really rehearsed this video, but we want to just kind of share some thoughts with you and ask for your prayers and support.
Now, many of you have often asked, how can we help? How can we partner? How can we pray? And it's kind of the desire of our heart to convey that through this message to you. As many of you know or may not know, Japan is the second largest unreached people group on the globe in the world. So God has called us here to Japan, and at the beginning we didn't know where we were going, who we were going with, but the Holy Spirit led us to Japan Mission, which, like Ed said, is in Ikoma. One of my favorite parts about Japan Mission is the relationships that have been built thus far over generations is solid. They have a solid foundation here built in Christ. Also the connectivity with pastors, nursing homes, hospitals, the ways that the Lord is using this mission agency in Ikoma and in Japan has been so beautiful and something that we're really excited to be a part of.
We love the fact that Japan Mission is very creative in the way they build relationships with the community here in Ikoma, with families, with children, and then also supporting Japanese churches and Japanese pastors. So it really connected with our heart when we learned that about Japan Mission, and we're so looking forward to being a part of that and sustaining and building on the relationships that they've created over these decades. Guys, we would really appreciate your prayers in a couple of key areas. First, we're just now handing over our documents, which are going to be used for our missionary visa application. So we would ask that you would pray for the Lord's favor as those documents get through the immigration bureaus here in Japan, and that there would be no obstacles or roadblocks to that. We greatly appreciate your prayers for that.
Also language. Ed is pretty savvy in language here in Japan as he's been working for many years in country, but I will be a beginner. And so our dedicated time in the very beginning will be learning the language. So I pray for favor. I am relational in how I operate in the world, how God made me to be relational, and building relationships is difficult without language, so that's pivotal in the next step here.
Guys, if you would like to partner with us, hopefully we've attached a link in the message that came along with this video. We're not real tech savvy, so if that didn't happen for some reason, if you could contact us, we'll get you the information you need. So thank you guys so much for your prayers.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Sayonara!
Alrighty, we are back with Ed and Toby Thomas in Japan. So how does this missionary thing work? You had a missionary class, you've heard about missionaries, and now you're actually on the field or prepping to be there. What does that look like? Walk us through. You talked about finding the mission. So are you touring the country now? Or what are you actually doing there now?
Yeah, to kind of lead you up to this point, you know, how did all this happen? So, you know, as I was approaching graduation and we met the company that offered to have me be a consultant, we started connecting with missionaries and churches and organizations in Japan, and then even a couple back in the States, in Houston. There's actually one organization called RJC, Reaching Japanese for Christ. So networking as much as we could. And then, so the wheels really started turning. We were thinking we would come to the mission field maybe around end of 2020 or early 2021. But that thing called COVID kind of came in and put the brakes on that. So for those 2 years, numerous Zoom calls with different missionary agencies in Japan, and letting them know of our desire to serve and, you know, getting to know them as much as possible over Zoom. But we knew that we didn't really want to make a decision until we were able to come to Japan and meet people face to face and learn about their, you know, the way they operate their mission in Japan. Mm-hmm. And if that's a good fit, you know, for our gifting. So. Mm-hmm. So I'll let Toby explain what we did early this year in January.
So I mentioned in the video that I'm highly relational, and it was very important for us as a couple and for our kids also. Two of our oldest boys had been to Japan, and Amanda, our youngest, had never been on the ground here in country. So it was important for me to activate a visual prayer life for her, and Ed and I discussed that so that when we were talking to her she would feel comfortable praying for us with a vision in mind of where we were, how we were living, what it looked like, because, you know, nobody wants to pray with anxiety. You want to pray in confidence. And so that was part of us coming in January. And we brought our youngest, and she was able to stay for 2 weeks. And after she left, we sent her, it was her first time to fly by herself, by the way. And thankfully, it was a direct flight. Anyways, God is good. Ed and I then, we had one day off of rest and prayer, and we hit the road for 17 different missionary agencies. I think we met with over 50.
About 60 to 70 people.
60 to 70 different people. Interviews, meals, cities from the north to the south, and everything in between. You know, talk about really conservative to really liberal, people who only did one thing, or people who moved with the Holy Spirit, which are all great because Japan is a very, everybody seems the same, but they're so different. God's personality reflects in the people of Japan, and all over from the north to south. So that's,
So y'all have been missionary, you've kind of been missionary service dating for some period of time.
Yeah, right.
So you found a match in Japan Mission. And will y'all be technically on staff? Are you raising support? How does that work?
Yes, all the above. Yes. We will be on staff with them. So we will be raising support, and that goes directly to Japan Mission. And then they provide a small living stipend for each of their servants, their people. So, we'll be kicking off donor support activities when we get back to the States, and looking for housing, and probably initially looking for an intensive language school for each of us to go to.
Well, it sounds like an exciting adventure. So what would be the target date for being there full time on the ground?
Yes, it's looking like January of 2024, which is just a few months away here.
Well, very exciting. We're great to hear what you guys are doing. We'll look forward to keeping up with what's happening, and it's been a fun journey so far. One of our great joys is sharing the seminary adventure with people, but also sharing the journey afterwards, really for a lifetime. I mean, as we've said, studying the Bible is a lifetime journey. Serving the Lord is a lifetime journey. And sharing the adventure with people together, both in seminary and afterwards, is just a fun, awesome experience. So we look forward to continuing to share that. Anything else you want to share before we close out in just a minute?
Well, just, you know, pray for Japan. It it is a very, spiritually dark place. A lot of strongholds here, cultural and even spiritual. So it's all in the Lord's hands. But it has been termed by some to be the missionary graveyard. I think there's some other mission fields where that term is used, but certainly used here as well. So pray for the souls of Japan, pray for all missionaries here, that they would not grow weary in doing good and sharing the hope, really the hope of Christ here in Japan, with very high rates of isolation and depression and suicide, a great need to know the author of hope, Jesus Christ. So pray that we would be the vessels for that. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for joining us today. And I find it interesting that we're talking to tomorrow and you're talking to yesterday. But either way, we have a great hope in Jesus Christ, who knows everything, past, present, future. And we pray for the Lord's blessing in your lives and your provision, and for the people of Japan, and also for your family as you continue to share this. And I know y'all will probably be sharing updates on a regular basis with your supporters. So we look forward to being a part of that group. And thank you guys for joining us today. So it's good to have Ed and Toby Thomas with serving with Japan Mission, and as a graduate of the Bible Seminary. And thank you for joining us today on the TBS podcast. You can find the podcast anywhere that you listen and subscribe to podcasts. And we also have a YouTube channel at the Bible Seminary. So look us up. We look forward to seeing you online and in person and around the world, wherever you are. And we look forward to seeing you again.